Well, this weekend, August the 30th, you need to head to Walnut Creek Park. That's in Lancaster County, Indianland to be specific. It is Saturday, August the 30th. That's because it is Race to Recovery. It's a 5K trail run. This is put on by our friends at Counseling Services of Lancaster. We have Ashley Harder here, who is the Prevention Director for the Counseling Services of Lancaster. Good morning to you, Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You told us before the microphones turned on, this is like planning a wedding.
Yes.
It's just a lot of moving parts because, you know, if you've not planned a wedding, you still know what is expected leading up to a wedding. But just like with any big event, you've got this and that and this and that. And sometimes they all don't fall into place.
And luckily, I have a very detail-oriented executive director. And she's like, just walk through it in your mind like you're, you know, a participant. And then think about all the things that you're going to come up to and think it. And that has helped me tremendously. Because at first, you know, you just feel like the weight of everything is just very heavy on you. But it's a good thing because it just means that we have so many activities to offer and we keep adding more and it's just going to be so much fun.
This is not your typical trail run, meaning that part is legit and we'll have you kind of explain that, but it's kind of like the after party, which you don't really experience too much after a 5K community run. Normally when the 5K is over with, you get your awards and it's over with, but you're making this an experience for those that are coming to participate and kind of let you take it from there.
Correct. Because like say downtown Rock Hill, whenever they have the Come See Me 5K, it's kind of a fun run and 5K. So you have the option of walking with your family. This trail doesn't really allow for that because the first part of the trail is the Carolina Thread Trail. It is a technical nature trail. So there's inclines, there are rocks, there are steep drop-offs. So this is really for people who enjoy trail running and it's a challenge. And we have a lot of folks that are coming from all over the place to be able to do this run. And we're really excited about that. But the rest of it, we still wanted there to be a family element, which is very important for the cause, which is overdose awareness, because we feel like those conversations should be made earlier in life, especially because the risk is so high. So we need to, you know, make a family-friendly way to start having those conversations. And we have resources available that day after kids are playing. You know, the families are enjoying the free coffee, the free donuts. And then if they want to ask questions on how to have those conversations, we're there. We can give them the resources to do that.
So it gets underway at 8 o'clock. That's when the trail run will take place.
Yes.
But the experience goes on much longer after that.
The inflatables will be there until 11:30. So if people, like especially people in the Walnut Creek community, for example, if they are driving by and they see all of this fun stuff, they are welcome to just stop in. 8 o'clock is the start time. So we expect that people will be coming in and just checking it out after that time, and they're welcome to. It's not like there's a start time for people to come and just enjoy.
Ashley, you've talked a lot about that family experience and starting conversations early with kids. It's really never too early to talk about the dangers of drugs and alcohol. What would you say is the biggest hurdle facing families, whether that be parents having those conversations or the drugs and alcohol themselves? What are families really facing within our Tri-County area?
I think that stigma is still a major issue because whenever you think about overdose, you think about very hard drugs, you think about, you know, injecting, you think about the person who is the user, and you don't see them as being your neighbor, but they very well could be. So there's just still this huge stigma attached. But what I really want to drive home is that we provide locking medication bags, not for IV drug users. Those are for everyday people with medications in their home, because children are at risk of overdose because they're, you know, we have to be very careful about making sure that medicine and candy are not treated the same. You know, whenever you give medicine to kids, you should never say, you know, take your candy, things like that. But also for older adults, because kidney function decreases. So whenever an older adult goes to the doctor and they get prescribed a pain medication, they haven't been prescribed it before, they don't know how their body is going to metabolize that. And taking it every 6 hours for pain that they legitimately have could result in an overdose because it's not being processed out of their body. So this is not just about fentanyl users. This is not about IV drug users. This is about the entire community.
We're speaking with Ashley Harder. She is the Prevention Director for Counseling Services of Lancashire. This Saturday, August the 30th, they're putting on their Race to Recovery Trail Run. It's part run, part experience for those who don't like to run, but like to cheer on those who want to run. So you really have a smorgasbord of all kind of activities for folks that like extreme things to do and those that kind of like more of a, you know, relaxing way to enjoy their weekend. But this is all because this is Overdose Awareness Month. Having events like this sometimes kind of breaks the ice, so to speak, right? It kind of helps everyone with what can be awkward conversations. And if you put it in this perspective, as you've taught us, Ashley, this is a way to kind of softly have those conversations without kind of knowing you're having the conversations. When you've come here on this show before, you also have really been passionate about e-cigarettes and vaping. And just the other day, the South Carolina Department of Public Health shared once again the serious risk of youth e-cigarette use and vaping. They found that in South Carolina, 26% of high school students vaped strictly because of the flavors.
Yes.
Didn't we get over that, or wasn't there some legislation that limited the flavors of vaping?
Or that took it out, like the marketing piece of that as well?
There's been legislation. The FDA only approved 4 flavors for those things. But because there's nobody to manage that, there's no governing body that can go into the shops and say, hey, you're selling all these items and take them out. There's just not enough resources for oversight. So that's our problem right now. So it's not that the law hasn't said that they can't. It's that, and this is happening in so many different avenues in this vaping field, they're just doing it because they know that they can. So that's a major problem. We had somebody, we had a vape referral from a school the very first day of school. And I got an email from that administrator that said that the child admitted that they had just gone to one of the shops very close to the school and purchased it. And that was it. And it was that easy. So, you know, also cracking down on uncontrolled buys, you know, whenever we go in there and making sure that people are checking IDs. Well, they're not.
Clearly.
Yeah, state health officials said that it comes across as vaping is perceived as safe, fun-sounding flavors entice young people who currently don't smoke to then try vaping, and high nicotine content quickly establishes an addiction.
Yes, nicotine is the most addictive substance that there is. It has the highest recidivism rate, relapse rate, which means that whenever people try to stop, they're more likely to go back to using, more likely than any other substance. I mean, and they have the opportunity to, right? Because it's not gonna kill you until later in life. And usually with things like cigarettes, we see those problems arise in their 40s, 50s, 60s with, you know, coronary artery disease and lung disease and all the things that you associate with cigarette use. But with vapes, you see problems in early childhood. I have a parent who talked to me and said my son was diagnosed with stomach cancer at age 16 because of vapes. Because whenever you inhale that vapor, some of it stays in your mouth and then you swallow it. So we have a lot of kids who say that they have stomach problems. They stop eating because they don't have an appetite anymore. But the, you know, that chemical, it's noxious and you're swallowing it and it's affecting the entire lining all the way down into your stomach.
Well, this is a reality. This is not something that happens in big cities. It's happening right here in our backyard. Ashley Harder, again, is with Counseling Services of Lancaster. This is what they're seeing in Lancaster. That's why they're putting together this Race to Recovery Trail Run to have these conversations with families. If this is something that you want to learn more about, if this is something that you're dealing with now and you don't know how to start the conversation, it starts this Saturday. Show on up. It's a fun, safe environment. You're getting a lesson without realizing you're getting a lesson, which is the best kind of lesson for
yes.
a lot of folks, for sure. All right, well, go ahead and get signed up. It's called Race to Recovery. You can go to race roster to make sure that you've got all your information in there. And we'll see you out there August the 30th, 8 a.m. at Walnut Creek Park. Ashley, great seeing you, friend. Thank you so much.
Appreciate
what you all do.